He's back now in Washington, where Democrats have taken a variety of positions on the war. And David, let's talk about this a little bit more. Republicans and Democrats alike have criticized Democratic leaders who speak of withdrawal. What has kept that party's leaders from presenting one clear position?
Well, Steve, I think it's mainly because those Democratic leaders themselves have had different positions on the war all along. You have House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who voted against authorizing the use of force in Iraq 3 years ago, and House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, who voted for that resolution. Pelosi's now urging a quick withdrawal of troops from Iraq, and Hoyer's against that. And similarly, in the Senate, Minority Leader Harry Reid voted for the Iraq resolution, and his whip, Dick Durbin, voted against it. Their stance on Iraq now is a bit more united, calling for next year to be a year of transition in Iraq.
You mentioned that Russ Feingold is considering a run for president. What are other Democratic presidential hopefuls saying about Iraq right now?
Well, the most prominent of them, Senator Hillary Clinton, has been a hawk on the Iraq war all along and continues to oppose setting a timetable for a troop withdrawal. Her fellow senators, Joe Biden, John Kerry, and Evan Bayh, all voted for the Iraq resolution as well, but they've become highly critical of how the war's been managed, and Feingold is the only one calling for a target date for withdrawal.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna, who's back from a reporting trip to Wisconsin, where he was hanging out with Senator Russ Feingold.